You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. On this primary day in Oregon and Kentucky, this is your chance to write a wind-up closing line speech for one of the candidates. Pick one. And we're going to talk on this long, strange campaign day when we look at, you know, the months that have gone by, the transformation that has taken place for each of these candidates. And the best place to look is in the speeches. Here's Barack Obama speaking on January 4th in Iowa, on February 12th in Maryland, and May 6th in North Carolina. See if you can follow the transformation.
They said this day would never come. But on this January night, you have done what the cynics said we couldn't do.
We have now won east and west, north and south, and across the heartland of this country we love.
When we are told that we cannot bring about the change that we seek, we answer with one voice. Yes, we can.
I'd say the trajectory there is from dream to reality.
I think he set himself out pretty. I know you were saying that earlier, and it just seems as if he was very consistent. Yeah. It's all about optimism. It's about having hope, whether you're talking about in the beginning in January or you're talking about in May.
Setting
yes,
his path and staying on the course, which is very different from Hillary Clinton's transformation. Here she is in New Hampshire on January 8th, in Ohio on March 4th, and in Pennsylvania on April 22nd.
Over the last week, I listened to you, and in the process, I found my own voice. For everyone who has stumbled but stood right back up, and for everyone who works hard and never gives up, this one is for you. Now, we can only keep winning if we can keep competing with an opponent who outspends us so massively. So I hope you'll go to HillaryClinton.com and show your support tonight.
First, she finds her voice. Then she is the comeback kid. And now it's just like, give me money.
There's been a lot of ups and downs, yes. But you might even argue, I mean, Barack Obama's had a few of his own. What really sets her apart is a year ago today, she was standing so strongly.
Right.
She had raised a lot of money. She had a tremendous number of support. In fact, I believe she actually already had some superdelegates who had decided that they were going to go with her. And of course, it's been a really tough road for her.
Here's John McCain's transformation. January 8th, January 29th, and Texas, March 4th.
My friends, you know, I'm past the age when I can claim the noun kid, no matter what adjective precedes it. But tonight, we sure showed them what a comeback looks like. My friends, in one week, we will have as close to a national primary as we've ever had in this country. I intend to win it and be the nominee of our party. We don't hide from history. We make history. That, my friends, is the essence of hope in America. Hope built on courage and faith and the values and principles that have made us great.
I would describe that as shock that he won the first time and awe that he's on to November. You want the last word?
I don't even have time to say how much I disagree with you on that. We'll be back.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.